Blog Talk Radio.
Supernova by Carla Lynn Hall, and I am shortening the music for this afternoon because we have a big show this evening. Good evening. It is Budget Weddings NYC for you, and it's Friday the 27th of March 2015, and I have to slow myself down, but I'm just raring to go to get to my guest. But, of course, I am Charlena P.F., your host, and welcome to the show. Tonight, we are going to be talking with a very special guest, as I said, who is a relaxation expert, and she'll tell us all about the various techniques that she helps us, you, to relax. Now, of course, before we start the show, you know I have to tell you about my books and everything, so before I get to our guests, let me just remind you that two of my newest books are on Amazon, which is on the Kindle, and I also have two older books that are on the Nook at Barnes & Noble, and I'm, of course, going to give you the name. The Kindle books are New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, Creating Your New York City Wedding for Less Than $15,000, and also The 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Weddings. And the second book is only 99 cents. You'll get the flavor of my writing style, and which is of course conversational like this show, and plus you get 11 great tips for saving on your wedding. And on Barnes & Noble's Nook, it's Creating Your NYC Wedding in 8 months or Less, and that's complete with budget and time frames, and also New York City Budget Honeymoon, and you can have a wonderful honeymoon here in New York City for $900 to the two of you. Now, another thing about these books is a friend of mine told me last weekend that if you're in Barnes & Noble and you say, I don't have a Nook, I only have a Kindle, you can get my books transferred digitally to your Kindle. Buy it in Barnes & Noble, have it on your Kindle. I think that's pretty cool. All righty now. Enough of my commercial, although there's going to be one more commercial in the midst of my introduction about our guest. And rather than spoil it, I'm just going to tell you about her. My special guest this evening is, should I tell you right away? No, I think I'll give her bio. She is the founder and director of Inhale Exhale. She shares the benefits of relaxation through therapeutic massage, yoga, and lifestyle coaching. And she will be sharing with us this evening how she supports your health and wellness goals, including how she does this through her lifestyle programs, especially designed and customized to your needs. We'll find out all about that and lots of other things, including her retreat that she's having next month. And just to perk your interest, I want to also say that she's going to be my meditation leader on the 4th of April on Midnight Meditation with Charlena. So welcome, Angela Alfieri, to the show.
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for the introduction, and thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're quite welcome. Now, I am going to ask you right away to tell us how and where we can have your services before we get into the meat of the show.
Okay. Well, right now I am both in mobile business and also I have an office in Manhattan in the Grand Central area. The office is located on 37th between Park and Lexington. I work out of a center called the Serenity Center, NYC. And so I'm usually there like a day or two throughout the week. And then when I'm not there, I'm usually bouncing around to either people's homes or sometimes through a corporate account that I go to teach yoga at. But most of the time, if you want to see me, I would tell you probably give me a call and come to the office as a start. So.
Okay, cool. A friend of mine, I thought was on Park near 37th, but I might be wrong. Do you know a Karina?
What's her name again?
Karina.
Hmm.
Who's also a massage therapist? No?
Where is her office space?
It used to be on Park, and I almost swear it was 37th, but it might have been further down. Let me think about where. 42nd. Okay. No, I think it was about 37th, but oh well. So let me get to the questions because I know people are wondering, what am I talking about right now? But okay, so now, what and when was the turning point in which you realized you could offer and teach relaxation to other people? Because I know you've been in business for 10 years, but when was it that you realized you could do it?
Well, I'd say it was probably when I was in college, late college, like junior, senior year. My senior year of college, I ended up getting into personal training, and I really loved it. But there was something more that I loved, and it was actually the end part where I was helping people to stretch and breathe into their bodies. And I had never gotten a massage before, but there was something really special to me about working with somebody in that way to really connect themselves to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking into massage therapy schools my last year of college, and I found one back home where I'm from in Rochester, New York. At the time, I was going to Iona College for psychology, and I applied. I had to go get a massage as part of my application. I fell in love with the massage itself, and it kind of just all went from there. It was quite amazing, actually. Right after I graduated from school, that May of 2003, I jumped right into school, back into school that July, and I did a 6-month intensive. And for the first time in my life, I really felt like I was exactly where I needed to be. So,
wow.
And then from there, it just kind of transcended between massage, and then eventually I moved into teaching yoga, which was not my intention at all, and then eventually lifestyle coaching. So it all has kind of really molded together quite well. I feel pretty grateful for what I do for a living.
Very cool. And so, and you said that you moved into what type of yoga?
Well, it's a hatha-based yoga. Most of my training is in yoga therapy. So that really, that's a little bit more of a slower-paced yoga where we really focus on alignment, strengthening, making sure we cover all bases of things, even like balance, breath work, meditation. It's a little bit of a softer practice where we're really diving a little bit deeper to make sure that your needs are getting met. And also with having the massage therapy background, it gives me kind of a little bit more of an edge to do rehab work with people. So that's something that I really enjoy as well. But I teach the hatha-based yoga, just to kind of explain it. Ha means sun, and da means moon. And it's the premise of that practice is just to really connect the sun, the masculine side of us, and the moon side of us, the feminine side of us, into one. So it's a practice meant to connect us into one. So that we, and different branches of yoga stem off of that. But generally speaking, what I teach is more of like a soft flow yoga, sometimes a restorative yoga. It's a very customized practice, really based either on an individual needs or a group needs.
Oh,
does that help?
Wow. That does help. And, you know, okay. It's so weird. I can't say that I am, I haven't done yoga really regularly for the last 5 years, but I am going to get back to it. But I never knew that ha and tha meant anything. I don't know why, but I never did. Because mostly I read a book and then I started doing yoga.
What kind of book did you read? Was it
Richard Hiddleman, Hatha Yoga? Yoga?
I know.
It's probably an old.
Familiar with him.
Yeah. So
gave you some pretty good guidelines, though, obviously.
Yeah, great guidelines. I did it for 12 years and solid.
Oh wow.
And then yeah.
Okay.
And then off and on before. But
yeah.
I have never been able to do a headstand. I'm not sure why. Well, because I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the show.
Okay.
I digress. Because you're not going to give me pointers on how to do a headstand now, and I don't want them.
Yeah, well, how about one day you come to my aerial yoga class and we can talk about that? We can still get
Oh, Lord. What did I open myself up to?
world of opportunity.
I'll come for a class, but not necessarily to do a headstand, although I know inversion is really good.
Well, I teach an aerial yoga class every now and again, so you're more than welcome to come. And the aerial yoga class actually has everything to do with being able to do an inversion in a supported way where you're not putting pressure on your neck at all. So you can actually still go upside down. It's a silk fabric that comes down to meet your hips, and you can actually bend forward on it. You can actually use it to bend backwards and actually wrap your legs around a fabric that can give you the same effect, if not even better effect, of being upside down. So, if you ever want to try a class on me, I would be happy for you to come.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
I will seriously keep it in mind. I really will.
Okay.
Now I'm going to ask you, I know because I see you every week for a different reason, but you used to live in St. John. What took you to St. John?
Well, at the time of my life, I was in a relationship for about 4.5-5 years, and we ended up breaking up, and in 2007, that fall, the lease was up, and I had a friend from high school that happened to live down there. I contacted her, and I just told her I needed a little bit of time to clear my head, to kind of rethink about some things that I wanted in my life, because my life was changing, and, the transition. And my intention to stay down there was only about maybe like 6 months, we'll say, and I ended up loving it. I love the community. I love the small population. There's about 6,000 people that live down there. And it really just felt like home to me. There was just something really nice about it. So that 6 months ended up turning to 5 years. And
wow.
I started a practice there, and I worked for the Westin part-time also. So I got into a little bit of some corporate work, which is also great. And I built a yoga practice in the community, which was another big blessing. So it all just, again, came together. So it's just one of those things that it just felt right to stay there. I just continued to grow and heal and serve in a way that felt really divine to me. So
it sounds like you were thriving in St. John as well.
I was.
So what brought you back to New York?
That could be a complicated question.
Was it the work, or you just got homesick, or
in general,
you want to study with someone?
Overall, it was growth. We'll just say overall, it was growth. I feel like when I was in St. John, the next stepping point for me was to open up a center, and I was looking, and it just didn't quite feel right. So I was studying with a teacher in New York City at the time for a couple of years. I was actually flying up to New York every few months or so to study, to practice with her and learn And I just kind of made a decision that it was just time to come up here, gain some more resources, and just go on a new adventure for a little while. I don't know if I'm ever going to move back. I might not, but right now I'm really, you know, I'm trying to thrive in New York City, building a practice here again. So yeah, I needed a challenge in a nutshell. I needed a challenge to just grow in different ways. I think especially in the business way. So in New York City, as we know, is, you know, a city of dreams.
It is. It may not be paved with gold, but definitely the dreams can turn into gold.
Definitely.
So I think that right now is the perfect time for you to tell us about your retreat.
Yeah, so thank you for asking. So I have my first retreat that I'm launching on my own. It's going to be in St. John at the end of April, April 24th to April 28th. And we're going to be practicing yoga by the pool. We're going to be having a luxury villa to stay in, scenic views, catered breakfast. Each person will have 30-minute coaching sessions with me, and there's also an a la carte menu if anybody wants like extra body work or yoga, more coaching. So it's going to be a really supportive environment. We have about 8 people signed up so far. We're looking for one more. I don't want more than 9, max of 10. And we're just, we're looking to have a really nice group of a lot of down-to-earth people. And I'm pretty excited. We're going to have some photography, some videography, and a lot of exploration, and I'm sure a lot of downtime for both people.
Very cool. So 2 more, 1 definite spot available left. And possibly two. And they can get all of the information of costs and how to sign up on your website, correct?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And your website is?
I was working my way up to that. www.inexnyc.com. And if you go onto the website, you can scroll. You'll see it right on the page where it says retreat. You can just hit the retreat button, and the St. John retreat will pop right up. It's that simple.
Terrific. Terrific. And maybe in the near future, in the distant future, I'll say, because I have to do a couple of things. But I would love to have a retreat for brides and their wedding party, maybe. That would be so helpful.
That actually sounds like a great idea. Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll hash that over, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so now, I have this idea. It seems I have all these friends that are both ministers, not your foray, but Foss, but I also have all these friends who are massage therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that massage therapy has become a sort of a movement, and what do you attribute that movement to, if you do think that?
I think you could call it one part of the movement that's been going on, I feel like, for about 10 years now. From what I've seen in the wellness industry over the past at least 10 years, it's grown between yoga, massage, acupuncture. There's many other therapies out there right now that are just, you know, personal training that are really taking off. It's almost kind of the trend. It's like, it's almost cool to be healthy now. The massage therapy field is a wonderful field. It's probably, I think, one of the most rewarding fields in terms of the wellness industry, just because of what you're doing for people. I mean, you're relaxing their nervous system. You're giving them a chance to restore themselves, decrease stress. You're helping them process their days, emotional stuff. It really just gives people a chance to let go. And, again, it's only one venue, but it really does help people to connect people to help sorry, to help people connect back with themselves again. I do believe there's other ways of doing that too, but there's something special about massage, and there's also something really special about touching people, literally on a physical level. You know, and there, you'll have to forgive me, I don't remember the study specifically, but I do remember when I was in school, we read about this amazing study, even with infants. I believe a doctor did it, and it was in the American Medical Journal of Medicine, where they had two different studies of babies that were just born. The babies were premature. The ones that were touched and massaged were the ones that grew the quickest. So there's something to be really said. Yeah, there's something to be said about touch and the healing factor around that. Just simply, I think, being human. So I think it's natural for a lot of people to want to go more into the wellness industry, and even massage. It really is a movement, for sure. I would agree.
Wow. Do you think that you mentioned the healing properties of being touched? Do you think that living in New York, where we're so separate, we're oftentimes separated from being touched? Do you think that in bigger cities, massage therapy is more desired than in smaller, maybe in the Midwest, where people are always touching other people because they have to get out of cars and go places, and which makes no sense in a way, because we're always near each other in subways, but we do have our own space.
Yeah,
I think it's.
I don't know if I can truly honestly answer that question in terms of if it's more popular in the Midwest or something versus New York. I can say that New York City and bigger cities do need it, because there is a greater separation line, especially in New York. We're, like you said, we're in subways, we're close, we're very close to each other, but at the same time, we're very distant. I can tell you, even coming back to New York from St. John, having lived there for 5 years, it's been quite an adjustment to realize that it's almost not okay to say hello to people on the street here. It's not okay to smile at people. I mean, it doesn't mean we can't do it. It does mean that taking initiative is huge in that, because a smile, as we know, just by passing by, can really change somebody's day. But it really, I feel like it takes extra effort here to do that. I think New Yorkers in general need it the most. I think that New York City, we're really actually bombarded with a lot more stimulation. Our environments and the trains and the transportation, that we need that downtime. A lot of us don't know how to find that downtime, and I think massage is like one really solid way to do that, to build that in somebody's current lifestyle. No, please go right ahead. I'm done.
Well, it made me think of I think that in a lot of times in the past, maybe the generation, all of the generations before the millennials, and I please tell me if this is true, that massage therapy, especially massage therapy, was thought of a luxury. Do you think that is changing with the millennials, or maybe a generation, maybe one or two generations before that? Do you think that it's changing, or has changed, or it's about to change, or tell me your view?
I would say that it is changing. I think for the most part, I think once people start to make a little bit more money, just in general, we'll say 25, maybe like around the age of like 25, where someone starts to step into their profession more, they can start to spend, maybe more money on getting a massage or learning about these things. I think there's a lot more awareness around it, which naturally intrigues people. And I think, like with anything, when you start to say, hey, I just got a massage today, even just in general conversation, we're naturally educating our community, we're educating our public about how beneficial massage is on the nervous system in general. People feel great afterwards. They're relaxed. They seem to just have a softer demeanor to them, and people want to be around them. I do understand that, you know, the idea of it being a luxury for some, but I really think it's just perspective. It's like for me in my life, and mind you, I didn't get my first massage till I was about 20 years old. You know, I was always into sports and things like that. But if I knew about massage prior to that, I think I would have benefited a lot more, having been a soccer player and, you know, knowing self-care. So I think what's happening more so is there's just more awareness in general around self-care. And I think massage is finally starting to shift into that category of, it's like almost like going to a chiropractor. I mean, maybe we're not quite there yet, but I think we're edging our way a lot more into that that category. And I'll be honest, I have clients where I see their daughters. Some of these daughters are, you know, 5 years old, 6 years old, sometimes 10 years old, sons too. And it's to me, I see the parents being able to really help, you know, shift even the youngest generation that's out there that's going to pave the way for all of us down the road. So.
Wow. That's great. That is absolutely great. Now, I'm tempted to open it to our listeners, but you know what? I have a couple of more questions, although I will. Let me just do that 1 second. I'm going to open it to our listeners, our live listeners. Does anyone have a question for Angela before I continue? No, okay. All right, so
the show is all yours.
All right, so I mentioned in your introduction that you do various therapies, and I also noticed this on your website. You do light mm-hmm. therapy. Can you explain mm-hmm. what that is exactly?
Yeah, it's a newer form of therapy that's coming out. It is through a company called Enlight Wellness, and one of my dear mentors that I've been working with for about 9-10 months now. He's the one that told me about it, and so I made a bit of an investment on it. And it's a machine. It is a medical device. It's FDA approved. It's a machine that. Offers LED, they're pads. So you have the base of the machine, that's the power center, and then from there you have cores that extend into light pads. And so these light pads hold LED lights. These LED lights have infrared light, blue light, and also red light. And what it does in general is it helps to build collagen in the system. It helps decrease any inflammation in the system. It calms the nervous system. It lowers blood pressure. It helps with sleep, and it also reduces things like tension headaches. And
wow.
It seems, yeah, it's interesting. It's something that I'm still learning a lot about, and I've been using it now both on myself and some of my clients for about 6 months or so. And a lot of it has just been getting a lot of feedback of what their experience is. And the really cool thing about this machine is that the NFL, I don't think it's quite been announced yet. I haven't seen anything about it yet. But through my newsletters, I do get information. It's actually in the NFL, and the NFL is actually using it for their players to heal, you know, hurt knees, shoulders, bruising. It helps all kinds of things, from an open wound to an achy joint to low back pain. It's quite an amazing thing. And how it works is that the light itself will communicate with the cells in the body, and it communicates specifically with the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell in the body. And that powerhouse is what helps us to regenerate. That's what gives us literally more energy. So it's like, you know, it's quite amazing to think something so simple could do such an act. But I could tell you, even for myself, I get great sleep. I have less tension overall. If I have an achy shoulder or a wrist, I just kind of put it on for about 20 minutes, sometimes 2 sessions. That would be about 40 minutes. And it really helps to create better range of motion. And I have another client of mine who ended up borrowing or renting, rather, my smaller machine with just one pad. And she used it for 3 or 4 days, one session, which is about 20 minutes, for those 3 or 4 days, and the right side of her low back stopped hurting. And she's had years of pain. So it's been interesting just to even get other people's feedback that it does work. I myself, I'm skeptical, especially when you're making a big investment towards something. We want to do our research. But sometimes it is going on faith and trusting that just because it's not out there in the mainstream doesn't mean that it can't be really beneficial. So I think it kind of falls into that category of it's still got a little bit of time to get into the mainstream market. But when it does, I do believe people will be really interested in finding out more about it and experiencing it.
Wow. Amazing. So I mean, that sounds just so amazing. It makes me think of various new clients you could have for that. Wow. That is truly amazing. And I was thinking when I was doing my research about this, I went to your website, basically. But I was thinking that the light therapy had something to do with chakra, but obviously it does not. It has nothing to do with chakra other than the fact that they both balance.
Well, I will be honest with you, it does. It does. If you really...
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does. So what I gave you was more of the physical part of, the physical parts of what it does. And how it relaxes the nervous system and heals the body and things like that. On the energetic level, it actually does connect with the chakras. So if we understand that our energy system, so in yoga, they say there's over 10,000 nadis or roadways or highway systems within the body. Obviously, we can't quite see them, but we do feel them when we have pain. The best way to explain that would be almost like you get a block in the road system. When you have a block in the road system, that usually equals like feeling pain somewhere. So what the light actually does is it actually does go into the energetic system as well. It opens up the highways or the road systems that are interconnected into the chakra systems to create better energy flow from top to bottom. So yeah, it works on multiple levels, not just the physical level of the body. It definitely does.
Wow. That is really terrific. And we have, unfortunately, run out of time, which means I get to invite you back. We can have a part two. because I actually didn't get to ask you all of my questions, which is a good thing. Because I can invite you back. But now, before I sign off, tell us again how we contact you, how we, where you're located, all of the information we need to get to your services and you.
Okay, sure. So again, you can contact me via website if needed. It's www.nxnyc.com. That'll give you all the information about what I do, between massages, yoga, lifestyle coaching, and I have some extras in there also about the light therapy, retreats, and some corporate wellness that I do as well. And the best way to reach me is either clicking on the website to just kind of go directly to my email to contact me, or you can also email me and write this down at angela@inexnyc.com. My location again is on 37th. It's 11837 between Park and Lexington. And usually I only work by appointment. So that's usually how I operate. And most of the time I'm in the office on Wednesdays and sometimes Saturdays, usually every other Saturday.
Okay.
I hope
terrific.
That was enough.
No, that's fine. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, I just I know that a lot of people will be listening in archives, but Angela will be back on. I'm going to talk to her about when that will be, and so we can find out even more information. It might be after her event, just depending on timing because I'm sure she was really busy getting that event going and prepped. But in any case, or it might be right before, you never know. Anyway, so again, Angela, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's Angela Alfieri of Inhale, Exhale, and I will see you very soon, a couple of days.
I will.
Have a prosperous rest of the weekend. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel very grateful to be able to speak on your show. Thank you, truly.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It was fun. Lots of information I didn't even know. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.